is Ron's Update with Ron from the Lost Trail Runner Podcast. Well, it's time for Ron's Update number 31, and I'll get right with it. Last week was a really lousy training week for me. I think I got in 8.2 miles. It had more to do with the weather and my attitude about going out in it than anything else. But then I started getting worried that I was losing fitness since I got Disney coming up. This is the week of the Disney half marathon this coming Saturday. I'm leaving tomorrow to head down to Disney, spend the night halfway in South Georgia, and then go on down to Disney on Thursday, check in on Thursday, be there Thursday night, Friday night, and Saturday night. And as far as training goes this week, so far I got in 70 minutes yesterday. I've started a new training plan for the first of the year. I went on beginning triathlete, and since I'm a silver member, I guess it's called on there, you have various training plans that you have access to, and one of them's a half marathon plan. So I decided I would just go ahead and start a new training plan for the Georgia Publix half marathon in March. And this week I started out with a 70-minute run, which was yesterday, and I felt fairly good and I had a good run. I was doing a run walk, of course, but I was doing running a minute, walking a half a minute, and I think I averaged 11:19 a mile, which was much faster than I thought I was going to be doing. And I got in about 6.2 miles. Today I'm going to do a 45-minute run of the same scheme. Then tomorrow when we head down to Disney, I'm going to have a day off. And then I plan on doing a short run on Thursday and Friday. I think the Thursday run's supposed to be a half hour. Friday run's supposed to be 20 minutes. And then, of course, Saturday is going to be the half marathon. So that's what's up for this week. And it looks like the weather's going to be good down there. I hope that it isn't frigid like it was last year. I didn't go last year, but I heard about it. And it seemed like it was one of the coldest Disney starts. I know in 2008 when I ran the half, I about froze to death waiting to start that race. And I don't look forward to standing around before the race. You got to be down there. The last bus from the resorts is about 4 o'clock in the morning, and the race doesn't start until a little after 5:30, so you've got like an hour and a half of standing around down there to freeze your butt off. And I think the last time I did do the runner's retreat, but back then it cost $50, and they've jacked the price up to $80, so I don't really think that it's worth $80. So I'm just going to get a very large garbage bag and stand around for an hour and a half in a big garbage bag to try to stay warm if it's a cold day. It might be just down in the low 50s. Hopefully, instead of 20s and 30s. Anyway, that's my update for now, and I'll talk to you later.